Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
From the WGN Tower.
Remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In.
He's down on the phone.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say
WGN.
FM. Right here. Here.
Good afternoon, Greece and Greektown. A couple in Queens filed a lawsuit saying the NYPD ransacked their home probing the dad's accidental shooting of their son.
I want every available man on this.
The lawsuit goes on to say the wife's sex toys were dumped in their 5-year-old daughter's bedroom.
That's a rash decision.
The officers also crushed electronic tablets, stepped on toy train sets, poured out cereal, dumped cinnamon spice on the kitchen counter, pulverized a nightlight, and broke a muffin maker. No, none of those things is a sex toy. A woman climbed into a giraffe enclosure at the Madison, Wisconsin Zoo. The giraffe licked her, then kicked her in the face. Let's review. Hot coffee is hot.
Yes.
Killer whales kill.
Yes.
And a lot of people are stupidos.
Stupid!
As far as dumping ice water over your head, Lou Gehrig wouldn't do it. And he's the poster boy for ALS.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
And stay off my side.
Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. Hold me. I'm trending.
Apoya!
I'm Gary Meyer on the Super G. WGN.FM, Chicago.
And I got a text, Tom. It says that the show is trending on TuneIn Radio at number 25. Number 25.
Wow.
We can do better than that, Tom.
We can.
Let's goose those numbers.
Got to get going on that. Yeah.
Let me start
Happy
with...
Happy Monday, Gary.
Same to you,
Thank
Tom.
You.
Let me start with a call here. Bob says has a weather question for Tom.
Oh.
And Bobby, what do you got?
Hey, this is on call, Bob. You always put me on hold. Or on hold, Bob. Anyway,
okay.
You guys are the greatest. Well, my question is, Tom, I know it's way far out. I'm not looking for any specifics, but have you got any kind of a reading on possible El Nino this winter?
Well, you know what? The El Nino is developing. The question is its strength. If it's a strong one, that leads us to a warm, less snowy winter. But it doesn't look like it's going to be. And, you know, we still got that warm water in the Pacific that drove last winter's weather. So I think the jury is still out on this winter, and I'm not, I don't think this El Nino may have the impact that it would if it were a strong one. So we may have another active winter.
Don't, Tom. It's still August.
Yeah, it is.
Let's not get into that.
That's true.
Oh, I know. The only other thing I just wanted to know, Tom, was we have a chance of being better than last winter just by statistics, right?
Oh,
that was the third worst winter.
You know what? It would be pretty hard to match the persistence of the cold that winter. Two winters in a row. You know, we've done stranger things, but it would be pretty hard to do it. So I think you've got a good point.
Bob, why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Well, no, I emulate with you, Gary, because I love hot summers and I hate cold winters. So
one thing, guys, you're going to like the pattern that's shaping up later this week. The last 90 was almost a month ago, or it will be by the time we get to this weekend, when 90s may start back into the picture here. But we've got our first real shot at a string of 90-degree days around here. We've had three 90s total for the summer.
That's
none of them back-to-back. Three. Yeah, there have been more at Midway Airport, but the official thermometer in O'Hare has measured three. And I think it's conceivable we could put three 90-degree days together Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, unless some thunderstorms form farther east than we think they will and gum up the works around here, and that's been known to happen before. But it looks like we got a fighting chance for some real heat.
Yesterday, as we all know...
Yeah.
The fog never lifted, so they had to cancel the second day of the air show.
And, you know, that wasn't a total surprise. We had seen those northeast winds coming in with the stratus and the lakefront fog. So I kind of wondered if that would happen on yesterday, that air show, but it did. Saturday was gorgeous.
But I went out to my mother's to saw some limbs.
Yeah.
And like they did in the Civil War.
Yeah.
And it was not as bad. It was warmer,
yeah.
And there was no fog. It was all concentrated along the lake.
Oh,
front,
I think
right?
You're right, Gary. There's no question about that. And even last night, as the winds let up, it got warmer feeling. So there's no question when you bring a wind off the lake, that's where it's going to be coolest, right by the beaches. And
well, that was not good. And today started off, at least downtown
same
again.
Same way, punk.
But now it's all burned off.
It's gorgeous.
Kind
yep.
of a nice day.
Yeah.
Temperature's up.
Yep, we're going to get up around, I think probably wind up around 82. Now, tonight we'll blow up some thunderstorms. They'll affect about half the area. It's like those ones over the way. People said, hey, what happened to the weekend thunderstorms? Look, they roamed scattered parts of the area. But this summer rain is a real hit or miss proposition. You don't get it area wide. And that'll be the case later tonight. But there may be some downpours where they do get them tonight, and about half the area looks like it'll get in on it. And we'll start with a thunderstorm early tomorrow and pop a couple more later in the day.
Hey, Bob, do you want to stay on hold to listen?
Yeah, I do. And thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Bob likes to listen on hold.
Yeah.
We'll let that happen. No problem.
Right.
I don't really need the 8 phone lines all at once that I have available yet. Someday, though.
Yeah, I know it's coming.
Yeah, he just got cut off because Aaron put him on hold.
He's on hold, yeah. Bob, we love you, and thanks for the nice comments.
I'm getting a number of texts, and I'm sorry if this is a technical workshop all of a sudden.
Yeah.
258 to 302, was there dead air?
No, I got you loud and clear
good,
on this.
Because somebody
here.
Said, I don't know if there's anything on before we go on. Is Brandmeier's show on repeating?
It's pretty quiet.
Up until 3?
It's quiet.
People say there's dead air. I thought they repeated Johnny's show until I came on, but I don't know. I come in, there is nothing coming over the speakers.
No, that's right. At 3 o'clock, and I don't know how representative what I hear on this end is, but you come on at 3 o'clock, Gary, and talk with Leslie.
The only way I can find out is by asking on the air.
Right.
If I'm on the air.
Right.
Trending at number 3, Tom.
All right.
Number 3, Jimmy.
Raise the roof.
Well, with that lead-in, you should. That was a great lead-in today. I always like it when you reiterate. That the wild animals are wild, and sharks swim in the ocean and all the rest.
This stunad that climbed over 2 fences in the Madison Zoo. Do they only have 1 zoo? I wrote it.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a product of Chicago schools.
I wrote it
as if there was only 1 zoo in Madtown.
You know what? I worked up there and went to school 4 years. I don't know. Seems to me I heard of 1. Now, if there are more, I don't know about it, Gary, but I think
anyway, she climbed 2 fences.
Solid ground. Yeah.
She loves giraffes, she
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
The giraffe initially licked her and then kicked her right in the face. Thank you. And, hey, I got to tell you something else. Yeah. They have 2 giraffes, and guess what the names are? Wally and Eddie. Apparently, they're paying homage to some
WGN
tradition here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to get some kind of chimpanzee named after me at a zoo.
Absolutely.
They should start naming, for a lot of reasons, zoo animals after on-air people.
Yes. I'm named after a giraffe. Yeah. By the way, Gary, I think Duffy, who does your post-production work on this, ought to get a seal of approval. That kick in the face from that giraffe. I felt that over here.
That's what he does.
When that effect came in, that was, I mean, I identified with a kick in the face when I heard that thing.
Yeah, he's good. He really gooses those up.
Really? My face is hurting now just having heard that, you know?
She climbed over 1 fence, nearly cleared another around 5:30 Saturday evening before a 12-foot-tall Wally gave her a kick, a lick, and a kick.
See?
It sounds like Eddie.
Yes. Where do you go shopping?
Unfortunately, she was not seriously hurt.
Oh, well, thank goodness. What do you mean, unfortunately? You mean fortunately she was not seriously hurt, right?
No, unfortunately, the woman...
You meant she
the woman. I'm voting for the giraffe.
I see.
I'm tired of these stunads that do this to animals, and then they're
either
killed
by the reaction.
Right, or kicked, And what are we supposed to do? Feel sorry for these idiots?
Good point.
No.
Good point. Yeah, if you go pet a shark or a bear, right. you might get hurt.
What's the giraffe sitting there going, what the hell's this? Okay, I'm going to give you a little lick.
Yeah.
And now, as a chaser, right in the puss.
Yeah, just to show you I'm a wild animal and you shouldn't be in here. Here, take this.
Wally and Eddie, the zoo's other giraffe, were both on exhibit as usual the day after the incident.
Wow. Wally and Eddie.
Yes, for sure. So apparently they're paying homage to some historical WGN on-air people.
Well, our Walk of Fame folks, right?
How about Orion, a walrus named Orion?
Yeah, and Orion's from Wisconsin. He's from God's country up there, the Kickapoo Valley, I believe.
Even better.
Yeah. So it would be appropriate at the Madison Zoo in Madison, Wisconsin to
Spike the rhino.
Spike the rhino. Uncle Bobby the orangutan. Hey, this text here at 312-521-8600, $3.29 for a gallon of gas in Hesperia, Michigan.
Holy
and
smokes.
I'm glad that I saw that because I saw in the suburbs $3.53.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I came downtown today, and the first station I passed, $4.19 for regular.
I know.
So we're talking about quite a swing here.
Well, quite a swing. Do you know something, though? I bought gas at Costco yesterday, and I've been amazed at the prices there. It was $3.79, which is pretty good, and I think I got it for $3.64 a couple weeks ago there.
But you come downtown, and it's still, in a lot of places, over $4 a gallon.
It is. I know.
That's pathetic.
Well, that's, Gary, we're paying for the privilege of living here, if that's what it is.
This one, how do you find out what number you're trending at on TuneIn Radio? How do we find that out?
There's services that do that.
Aaron, Keith, do you know how we find out where I'm trending?
On the app on a mobile phone, there's actually like a tab that says trending.
Oh, yeah?
And so you just click on that, and it'll show you what's trending
Isn't
all over the world.
Isn't that something?
There.
Gary, I thought you got to be proud of that. That's quite an accomplishment.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's really something.
That's terrific.
Let me ask you this, Tom, and I quizzed some of the office staff. And by the way, I want to just tell the people that won the mini crucifix that mini Jesus is in. Dave Novotny came through. Wow. Bibble picked him up today, and you will be contacted, if you haven't already, on how to get those. Aaron will call you and tell you how to get your mini crucifix, and they're sweet, as all the stuff
amazing.
That Dave does is terrific. And I'm going to talk about something that he's participating in Melrose Park in a little while. When you go to the grocery store and you go to the self-service checkout,
right?
Okay, in the one I go to, they have three and three, and there's a middle aisle.
Right.
When you approach and say all of the cash registers, whatever you want to call them, the stations are occupied, you just stand there and you take the next available one, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So listen to this. Yesterday, I pull up, all are occupied, and I'm standing there, and a woman comes up and she goes, what line are you in? And I said, there's no line. It's you go to the next available one. So then I moved up a little bit getting ready because I thought one was going to open up, and the one right next to me opened, and this woman zipped right in. I go, hey, hey, I'm next, see?
Yeah.
No. She goes, you got out of line. I go, there is no line. I just explained that to you.
Oh, man. You know.
So I just stared her down. Yeah. I don't want to get into it because you never know.
Well, you're
a
public figure.
Yeah. She didn't know who I was from Adam. That wasn't the point.
Yeah.
The point is.
But people would know who you are.
Some people are packing heat.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, too. You never know when somebody's going to blow you away.
Isn't that the protocol on those?
You
go to the next available one.
Yes.
The next person. There's no line.
No. No, you kind of wait, and you go in there, and everybody's been well-behaved when I've gone through the self-checkouts, but
that was
that's
the first
pretty...
I said to her, I said, no, it's the next available one. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
And she seemed to understand, but then she jumped in. I thought, son of a.
I know.
And then I was waiting for pizza bread at a Mariano's, and a woman jumped in.
Gee.
And she looked like she was going to go ahead of me, and I've been standing there for 5 minutes.
No numbers?
No, there are no numbers. You can kind of see where the next person is, and you get behind that person.
Well, is it just me, or I think people are kind of on edge. About everything. About the wars, Iraq, about what's going on in Missouri and all the rest.
Oh, really? And they take that out at the grocery store, at the queue-up line?
I think it spills over into everyday life. I think there's been a very strange, people are in a very strange state of mind. I think we're all kind of
worried. How much quicker did
she
get out after that?
She had three items. Like, it was good. Here's the other thing. And I know they don't list this. shouldn't that be like a 15 item or less situation? Because there really isn't any table space. But I see people with 50 items going in there, and I'm thinking, no. This is really for those of us who have 15 or less.
And those automatic voices that come on, they're like, come on, get moving.
Right.
You
know, and if you don't
pack
put,
your bag, if you don't do it in 3 seconds.
Right. And if you don't put the product on the tray or whatever, it won't register. And,
And they're saying, please remove your items from there. And, you know, and essentially get your you-know-what in gear.
But they're trying to eliminate these cashiers. Because I noticed they only had about 3 humans working cash registers and about 10 cash registers.
But aren't some stores pulling those out that have them?
Well,
because they find there's cheating and all that goes on.
Does Jewel pull them out?
My Jewel doesn't have any.
Yeah, okay.
And Dominic's was doing that before they left.
They used to have 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they have somebody standing there. I don't know how you could really, I'm sure some people steal, but
yeah.
I don't know what the advantage is altogether of having everybody go to these except losing more jobs.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's going to turn out to be.
This
is all very nice and convenient, but, gang, the other side of the coin, jobs lost.
I know.
The more stuff that they don't need somebody to do, the less jobs.
Have you seen the car commercial where they had, like, these dancing automatic welders?
Yeah.
Every time I see that, I say to myself, why would you do that? The first thing I think of, how many humans lost their jobs?
I had that same thought. It's a Cadillac commercial, I believe.
Yeah.
Have the robotics in sync doing
dancing.
A dance number with the car in the middle.
Yeah.
And I had that same thought. Oh, great. That was put together by a machine.
I'm kind of offended by that ad. And how that wouldn't come across to somebody, I don't know. But I think those are, what are we supposed to celebrate? The fact that you've got some happy automated welders? I'm not happy about that at all.
I like when they show the assembly line, they show the guys with the safety goggles and a helmet.
Me too.
And he's drilling something.
Yeah.
I just think we're going to be, as humans, obsolete here. We're creating our own obsolescence.
Remember that movie they had where the computer learns to defend itself and ultimately it eases all the humans out and takes over all the jobs and it starts killing anybody who tries to turn it off?
First they came for our gas station attendants and we said nothing.
Right.
Right? That was about 25 years ago.
That's true.
And now?
You've got automatic tellers now. You've got these ATM machines.
No, ATMs, Tom. It's because you said machine.
Right.
Yeah, ATMs. Yeah, it's like when you say PIN number.
Right.
It's PIN.
Right.
Because you said number.
No, you're absolutely
unless you're
right.
Duran or Caesar's Pizza.
That's
right.
True. You know, I'm repeating myself. Yeah, showing ignorance about the acronym. No, you're absolutely right, Gary.
But a lot of this stuff is going to be gone forever as far as a job.
Yeah, and look what, and look at the economic dislocation that causes. Then people can't buy things and the whole economy suffers.
You ever watch that channel, Modern Marvels is on? I think it's the History Channel, one of those channels.
Right.
They do a lot of stuff where they go to factories and show how stuff is made.
Yeah.
And you look for the people, and half the time there are about 3 people, and all these machines are doing everything.
I know. The canning stuff.
Right.
Packing
them.
Yeah.
Packaging them.
I know.
There's nothing. Nothing in those places but machines.
And the guys who fix them, who you got to believe can't equal the staff that these things have replaced. Either. I saw somewhere they have an automatic, the Japanese are running an automatic, automated anchor, news anchor.
What? Got,
yeah. They had a, it was in some broadcast journal or something like that. They're trying to prototype, and it's awful. They showed an example of it.
You've got to say that, because now they're coming for your job. First they came for a gas station attendant, and you said nothing.
Well, geez. Yeah.
No? I'm Dobbs Gilly. Hello. I know there is a movement by a guy who used to work for a Tribune. His name is Lee Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
And he is working on a concept where he's going to have a newscast with no anchors.
Anchors, yeah.
And he's been working on that for several years.
But, I don't know that that's working. I still like, I think somebody likes a kind of a traffic cop, guiding us into what we're going into and all. I wonder, I don't think that's an automatic winner.
No. I mean, he's been, like I said, working on this for years.
Yeah.
And I know they tested it in Houston and
yeah.
to mixed results. But the fact that somebody's thinking, well, maybe we can eliminate all the news anchors. And then they came for our news anchors, and I said nothing.
Sure. Well, Tom's already an app.
That's right. So,
that's right.
How's that going? You still have that?
That game, yeah.
Still going.
That's really weird. You know, somebody will be playing, and I hear my voice, and I think, oh, my word, that's a little disconcerting, Gary. But it's flattering in one way that they want to do something with your likeness, and in another way, it's kind of creepy.
I'm looking at the TV monitor, and it says NBC News special report awaiting presidential statement on unrest in Iraq and Ferguson, Missouri. What's the difference? They're both up in flames, it seems.
It's really...
I'm going to get into that a little later. Not Iraq, but this Ferguson thing.
Yeah.
In fact, I was introduced to a preacher, a minister from L.A. via the Internet, who has about a six-minute statement on all this, and he says it as well as I would have said it and has the same thoughts. So I'll just play that a little later.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
The discussion over the militarization of our local police departments is an interesting one, and one that maybe is overdue. It's kind of interesting to hear that discussed. I couldn't help it when I first heard somebody bring that up. Bill Maher closed his show a couple weeks ago with a picture of this SWAT team coming in on a local police issue or something like that, and he said, wow, is this what our police departments have turned into? And... on the other hand,
well,
look
at what the people are doing.
I know.
In response to this, and you have to have somebody
tell me about it.
Bring back some civility here.
Well, look at all the guns we've got out there. That's a dangerous job.
The place is up for grabs, it seems.
Yeah.
All right, Leslie's going to do her thing, and then I'll come back to you, Tom, for some weather. All right.
All right, Gary.
By the way, Lee Abrams' anchorless news station is on the air here in town. Yeah, Touch Vision.
What is that?
It's an anchorless. I get it on regular terrestrial
TV. Go to
Touch
Vision now while you lie in your bed and watch news
you
without
get it on
anchors.
Your television?
Yeah.
It's
and
called
Touch Vision. And there is no anchor. It's just these little news packages that they do.
Right, with a narrator.
Right.
Because I did the narration for the prototype about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh.
He asked me to do it, and I did it, and then.
Well, you didn't get the job.
No. I know I didn't get the job.
Wow.
But that thing was going through all kinds of changes at the time.
Well, Gary, we've sure heard a lot about it, haven't we? So it must be just an unmitigated success.
Oh, that's
Tom. Go, Tom. Wow. You go.
Meow, meow.
I don't know.
I like the attack,
to save
Tom.
His job there.
I know.
He's my attack dog now. Tom became my enforcer about 3 days ago. He's my goon.
Well, I'm just saying,
Sure.
Just...
Gary Meyer on the 50 million watt streamliner. Tom?
Yes, Gary.
I got some phone calls. You got a minute?
Sure. Sure do.
All right. Matt, the trivia guy, one of my solid eight callers, checking in already. All right, Matt, what now?
Well, as far as the that lady cutting in line in the self-check, I completely agree with you, but those are the people who... when they see a lane is going to end, it says merge left, lane ends, and they'll go right up to the front and then push their way
right,
in.
Right.
I'm glad you brought that up because I understand some people do it because they are just asses, but some people don't realize the lane for some reason is merging. And if I get that feel, I'll let them in. But they are doing something in Japan. Leslie sent me this video. When somebody lets somebody in, the car that was let in will turn on their flashers for just a second. It's a thank you.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, it's a very good idea. You know what?
That's like what motorists or truckers do for each other and some motorists do for truckers. When a truck is passing you on the highway at night, when he gets clear enough that he can safely pull in front of you after he's passed you, and pull back over into your lane, you flash your lights at him, and he'll move over into your lane and go forward in front of you, and then he'll flash his taillights as a thank you. They do the same thing.
Right. Okay, well, we got that settled. Now what?
I was thinking that zoo may not be paying homage to Mr. Schwartz and Mr. Phillips. They may be referring to Wally Cleaver and Eddie Haskell.
Oh,
that's true. But.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that, but that could be it. I don't know if those two had a connection to Madison, Wisconsin. The giraffes in the Madison Zoo are named Wally and Eddie.
for
whatever
reason. Do you have a beaver named Beaver?
Thank you, Matt. Eric?
Gary, hello, everybody. I think I'm your second regular caller.
Yes, you are.
For the day.
All right, I got six more to go, and I'm tapped.
Okay. You were talking earlier about all these, you know, robotics and automated machines taking away, you know, jobs from people. And
right.
Whenever I grocery shop at Jewel, I refuse to use one of those automated cashier things.
Yeah.
Because, for one, I still am too technologically inept to figure out how to use it quickly. And you get, you know, half a dozen people in line behind you. And the thing is, put your money in now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to try and find out where do I put the, you know, the cash.
Right.
Like, where do you put, you know, put the money in now? And it's like, uh-oh. And then people are, you know, it's like, put your money in there, or you put, slide your card in here, slide your card in there. And I still remember when cashiers at grocery stores used to have to manually, you know, find the price tag and punch it in on the cash register. And then, you know, the stock boys would go around. They had this weird-looking gun that had a big roll of price tag tape, and they would, you know, slap it on the items. And, that, I mean, that's going back a long time. But
that's true.
All right. We'll discuss now. The deal should be you get a little discount for using those. Why am I doing the work and getting nothing for it, of course? They said when we started pumping our own gas that it would be cheaper. Was it ever cheaper?
I don't think so.
No, never.
And, you know, talking about pumping gas, you know, the old full-serve gas stations, they would check your tires, they'd check your oil. I mean, even in the dead of winter.
Oh, yeah.
They would go around and, you know, check your oil, sir, and, you know, do your windshield. And you knew that you had, you know, the car serviced a little bit just by, you know, getting a full tank of gas.
Yeah, the deal is we're doing more of the work and we're not really getting anything for it. There's no benefit. It's just that they figured out how to eliminate some jobs.
Right, and that's why, you know, I don't use the automatic cashier at Jewel, because it takes away jobs from, you know, people who need them.
Yeah, well, they did remove some at certain Jewel food stores, although they should have spent that time trying to figure out how to protect all the credit and debit cards.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. I talked about it when it broke on Friday, where Jewel Osco had their stuff hacked, and they haven't said if there was any damage yet as far as getting people's information out there. But after the Tylenol tampering case, remember that?
I do.
Everybody, every manufacturer that put out any kind of pill or tablet or whatever, put safety caps on.
Absolutely.
Everybody. They didn't need to go, oh, that was an isolated incident. We'll just see how it plays out. Right after that, everybody went, wait a minute. We're all equally at risk here. We got to take care of that. And now we have those safety caps and those seals and things.
Yeah, and sometimes they're pretty hard to get through.
After Target had that happen months ago, that's when all these retailers should have thought, oh, we better check our system, right?
Yeah. How are they getting these? You know, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, one of the ways that's been going around, some of these Stunads put some kind of device
on
gas pumps or whatever that suck your information when you put it in.
Right.
That
I can understand, but how do they get all the other stuff? You know, somebody's hacking into their system and downloading all these numbers and all, and I guess they don't want to say too much about how that's happening, but it's kind of scary. We were led to believe this was safe, and, you know, people have figured out how to get around it, apparently.
All right, Eric, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Bye.
312-521-8600. I got a text here, Tom, that gas is, let me get this straight, because we might have to do a road trip.
Yes, right. That's what we got to have in the back seat of the car, Gary, right? Tanks of, gasoline.
Right. 5-gallon cans ready to go.
Right.
325 all summer in Waterloo, Iowa.
Wow. That's like from a different era, isn't
it? Yeah, we could stock up and bring it all back and then put it in our basement, wrapped in tinfoil, of course, to make it safe.
You know, Gary, now that you're on the Internet and you reach out to the world, it'd be interesting. I'll bet you get some interesting reports on how low gas is in certain areas.
And now the lowest gas prices from around the world.
Around the world.
Not just Chicago like BBM does.
No,
I'm talking around the world.
How many liters?
How many liters? $4 a liter.
Yeah, Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
We met a couple at dinner when we were in Los Angeles from London visiting our fine country, and they had just gone to San Francisco, and they said something that I had noticed. Now, I haven't been there in a number of years to San Francisco. They thought San Francisco was their first time, was quite dirty. And this is the most expensive city to live now in the country, and they said it was really dirty.
Isn't that interesting?
Because the wharf is very dirty.
Wow.
But you would think San Francisco, the Paris of the United States, all that, that's what it's been called, but apparently it's filthy.
Wow. That's not good.
And their point, we were talking about gas prices, they said, well, we're charged in England in liters.
Yes.
Because we don't want to know the price of a gallon. It would shock us to death. Right. So they have it in liters, and you don't even think about it because it's something like $2 a liter or $1, whatever it is, but it comes out to about $8 a gallon.
Well, and you know what was interesting is while we were driving gas guzzlers around this country, they had these little vehicles years before we did that got really pretty good gas mileage. And you could, by my one trip over there in the mid-70s, I remember we rented this little Ford and drove, and it got really good gas mileage. And the prices are off the charts, I mean, compared to what we pay.
Right, they've been paying that for years.
I know.
$7-$8 a gallon. They adapted to the better gas mileage, although now I think they're starting to get into these gas guzzlers. And I said to these people, so you drive cars that get, what, 30, 40, 50 miles? Oh, no. We get the same amount you do. We just don't pay attention. How do you not pay attention?
I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
Did you ever think you'd fill up a gas tank and run up a $70 or $80 bill?
I think it was, what, 07 when it went over 450 or 4, whatever what that threshold was that we went over.
Yeah.
And I remember standing there going, I just paid $100
to fill a tank of gas. Yeah.
Corey from Alabama, sweet home.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hi. I was going to tell you the gas prices is $3.10 down here in
Alabama.
All right, we're going to Alabama. Hell with Iowa. We're going to Alabama.
Exactly.
Road trip.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try to come see you in 2 weeks. We're heading up there in 2 weeks.
Okay. And you're coming up here for vacation?
Yes.
And
yes. We're going to Iowa, then to Illinois.
It doesn't sound like you're a native Alabaman. Where are you from?
From Iowa in Illinois. I'm actually from Iowa.
What's that accent? Is that an Iowa accent?
No, last time I talked to you, I lost my teeth.
Okay. How did that happen?
That's a toothless accent.
How did you lose them?
They pulled them out, all of them, at the same time.
Why?
Because my gums are so bad. The teeth are so bad.
Ow. Okay.
And I'm talking without my teeth. Sorry.
Okay, but you got a new set?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. So you're coming up to Chicago and...
Yep. To see family and everything.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
And gas up because it's going to be...
Hello. How are you, Corey?
It's going to be a shock when you see our gas prices when you get into the city.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
We're not going to drive. We're going to take the train in.
Oh, that's good.
Steel wheels. Better.
Be nice and cool up here compared to Alabama temperatures.
Are you sweltering down there?
Yes, it's 90 degrees, and it's supposed to be... When we leave Saturday, we are supposed to be 96 degrees.
I know. Yep. And it's going to be, you're going to come into heat up here, too, for the weekend, but then it turns cooler again early next week for a while. So
good.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yes.
All right, Corey, have a good trip. Put your teeth in when you get up here. We've got a lot of things to eat.
I know that.
All right. Thanks, Corey.
Okay. Yep, bye-bye.
Can't you get her a set of teeth? You got Joe a radio.
Yeah, all right. I don't. Somebody else in town on the air does teeth. Somebody retrofitted... Ronnie Woo Woo with his set. I think.
Seriously?
Yeah, some on air person got him teeth.
Well, that was nice.
And we all have our areas that we cover.
Right.
I do.
You do.
Internet.
Crucifixes.
Supplies.
You do crucifixes.
Many crucifixes.
Yeah. Baby Jesus's.
Trips from Michigan.
That's it.
I gave a guy a trip to Chicago from Michigan. Hey, Kent.
Hey, how you doing, Gary?
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
Kent.
I was watching your noon news today.
Yes.
And you had those wonderful photos that viewers send in.
Yes, right.
Well, I was questioning one. There was one up there from Arizona, and it was sent in by sisters. Their last name was Dick. So
that's right.
The Dick sisters.
You know, the Dick sisters. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? So it's Christine Dick.
It was,
and the
yeah.
other one was, what was the other girl's
I think
name?
The other, let's see, I've got it right here. Let me see. It was Anita.
I can give it to you.
Christina and Anita.
Anita. All right,
Tom,
oh, no.
Tom, considered your leg pulled.
Oh, no.
I
could just see
Tom. I think you got stuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, my mind doesn't go there. I'm busy. I'm buried in meteorology,
Tom,
you know, Gary. I didn't let it go there.
These are the public airwaves, my man.
I know. Jeez. And I'm embarrassed now. I'm blushing here in the Action Weather Office.
Who are the anchors? Steve Sanders and
yeah,
who?
And it was Courtney Anita. Today. Courtney
Steve
Hall.
And Courtney got a lovely photo from Arizona from Anita Dick and Christine Dick.
I did say that.
Yeah, you
so,
did.
I did. I know. So, jeez.
Let's send it to him and see if he says it.
Tom, I had it on his TV. Oh, and I even had to. You know, rewind it to see if I caught that right. I was like, no way.
It's Tom, if you get a photo from Mike Hunt, do not read his name on the air. Do not say his name. This photo from Mike Hunt.
See, I had to clear all these. I had to run these by you and have them go through these before, because it that completely went over my head. I didn't even notice.
You, Jessol?
Yeah. Want to thank you, Jessol? You got to be. Let somebody screen those, Tom. You're busy.
I know. Gary, what I should do is I should send you and Elton a list of these things so you go through them for me, all right? And then you can come and say, I wouldn't do this one.
Like the people at the license plate facility trying, where people try to get dirty little slogans out on their plates.
No, but I tell you, Christina sent me pictures before. This is legit. It's above board.
Is Anita, is she legit?
I'm sure she is.
Okay.
Yes. I have no reason to nobody was trying to pull a quick one.
Maybe you need to keep the interns on for a little bit longer, and they can do that work for you.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Let them screen. Yeah. All right, Kent, good eye.
All right, thank you.
Good ear. Yeah.
Oh, this is a lovely photo from Anita Dick. Anita Dick, is she here? Mike Hunt? Is this from Mike Hunt?
Isn't he related to Dick Hurt?
Jeez.
Tom.
You know, you guys are going to give me...
Hey.
I'm going to have a complex here about my photographers.
Here's the winner of the Chicago trip, Johnny from Michigan.
Yeah.
Johnny! Hey, Gary. Hey, Tom, Leslie, and Baba Bevel. How are you?
Good, Johnny.
Good, Johnny.
What hey, up? Johnny!
Yeah. Hey, Baba Bevel.
Don't Johnny, let him get you down.
How was your trip to Canada, Johnny?
I'm going to Canada for Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, okay. You haven't gone yet. Okay. I see.
Yeah, I just sent Gary an email. I'm going to the Canadian National Exposition, which is a big fair, and I'm going to the Comic-Con in Toronto on the Sunday for before Labor Day.
All right. Johnny on the move. Johnny on the loose. You're the real Johnny on the loose. Now, Mr. Brandmeier claimed that, but you really are.
I wanted to say thank you to everybody for helping me come to Chicago, and I wanted to say thank you to Shakta for the yoga class she invited me to. That was really interesting that Friday night. I had a yoga class.
Who invited you?
Shakta. She was one of your guests.
Oh, yeah. The woman that had the turban on.
Yeah, the class is really good. I'm going to go back on Halloween after I see. Well, Devil's Night, I'm going on the tour with Ursula. And the Halloween, I'm going to the yoga class. So
don't forget to bring your mat.
So you did yoga. You did yoga when you were in town.
Yeah, my first time I did yoga actually was kind of interesting. So
was it just you and her?
No, it was me and the whole class. It was like 20 other people.
Oh, okay.
Can't you see Johnny doing descending dog?
I can. Right.
Hey, I'm thinking about going back to school. I'm thinking about going back to school this fall.
Where at?
Online. I wrote you an email. I'm thinking about going to a place called Penn Foster to finish my high school diploma. I'm short a couple of credit.
All right. That's a good idea.
Good for you. That's good, Johnny.
Did you have enough money to get through that weekend?
$40 really helped me out. And the gift card, I had Chicago pizza Thursday night at Lou Malnati's, and I had spaghetti and meatballs on Friday night, which are really good.
Good.
It is good.
Good, good, good. And everything went well. You got the train back. Everything went smoothly.
Johnny, have you seen? Yeah, you've started a trend here. Do you hear Corey's coming up from Alabama on the train? So
it was Anita Dick.
And but she
Anita travels by air.
I bet she does.
Yes.
Well, Johnny, it sounds like you got everything mapped out for Labor Day, so you're good to go.
Yeah, I sent you an email. I said a thank you for the email. Thank you to Craig and everybody. I have an autographed picture that Robin Williams sent me a couple of years ago.
That's pretty cool.
How did you get that?
I was going through depression myself, and I was in a deep depression, and they had me on and off different medications, my bipolar, and I wrote Robin a letter, and I asked him for an autograph. And he sent it back to me about a couple of months, and I got an autographed picture of Robin Williams.
That's very cool.
Leslie was telling me. Go ahead.
I suffer from depression from time to time.
Right.
But I'm feeling pretty good right now. I got to go in tomorrow to see my social worker, Ginger, and see what's going on about my state. I received a state assistance for my health care and that.
Okay.
So I got to go in tomorrow to check on that. And I like the care I have. It's helping me out.
Good. That's the main thing. And that Robin Williams thing, obviously, very sad. Leslie was telling me, I think you were telling me that, who was telling me the medication he was on?
That they think that, you know, he was taking some medication for the early onset of Parkinson's, and one of the side effects could be the suicidal thoughts. So they're wondering.
They were trying to diagnose me as Parkinson's about 6-7 years ago too.
But it wasn't.
They never concluded on if I had Parkinson's or not.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I hope everything goes well tomorrow.
Yeah. We had a great flood here last week. I don't know if you heard about it.
Yes.
The great flood.
Yeah, and it went on to the East Coast from there. Yeah. How much rain did you get there?
Yeah. We got about 5-6 inches, but what happened was all the rain went down the freeways. The freeways were shut down. No one could get in and out of the freeway, and a couple of my friends lost their cars. Wow.
This is in the Detroit area.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really bad rain, and people are still trying to come out of what happened to the flood damage. It's really bad. I was lucky enough that I didn't have any problems at all, but a lot of my friends were really hurt by the flood.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah, well, again, Johnny, I hope everything goes well tomorrow, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, I'll be back Halloween, and just thank you guys. I am thinking of going back to school with Penn Foster online, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with my time. I do have a job, and that's going okay.
Good.
And, I just have a lot of free time at home where I'm thinking about doing something online, like going back to school.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Well, you know, you have our number here. If you need, you know, us to talk to you about something, you call.
Yeah. Right now, I'm feeling okay. I just need to see my social worker and my doctors for a blood draw tomorrow and all that.
Well, that's the main thing. Get that straightened out, and then hopefully your benefits and everything will come through.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that my medical coverage stays the same because I have really good care right now, and I've had it since 1997.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I do too.
I've been in the same care and the same clinic since 97, and I know what every person can do for me in the clinic, so.
That's good.
You take care of yourself, Johnny.
Yeah, Tom, thank you. If I have any more photos, I'm going to try to go up to the CN Tower on Labor Day. If I have any photos, I'll try to
send
you
them along.
My iPod.
Absolutely. And then Anita will have some company. So that's good, Johnny.
There it is. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much. Tell Craig and said thank you. Thank you for the $40. That really helped me out.
No problem. Glad to help you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bob Bibble, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
He did a double sawbuck.
Yeah, I gave you sawbuck there, man.
And
that's nice.
Got him a Lou Malnati's gift card, enough to get him through.
Yeah, got him into a yoga.
Yoga class. And
I gave him a hug. I feel very bad.
Got to get him a Gary Meyer mat, a yoga mat.
That's my next item, the yoga mat. All right, Tom, let me grab a weather and I'll let you go.
Yeah, Gary, we've got some thunderstorms on the way tonight. They'll be coming over into about half the area. And we expect a low temperature tonight down to Oh, about 64. Then tomorrow, early thunderstorms and a couple more in the afternoon, but partly sunny in between, 82. Partly sunny and 88 Wednesday with lake breezes cooling the beaches to low 80s. But then it really starts getting warm. 88 Thursday, warm, humid, widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and 92 on Friday, what could be the first in three consecutive 90-degree days that would extend into Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, here we are, one of the final weekends in August. We may finally have some summer-like heat on the way, which would be appropriate.
Fine with me. Two weeks from today is Labor Day.
Isn't that something? It's almost over.
When my daughter went back to school today, I thought,
today?
It's like the summer never happened.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was only about a week long.
Full day, too?
Calibrating. No, but still,
yeah,
it's back. And some schools returned a week ago already. They've been in for a week.
I know. I had some interns who left to go back to school. That's a lot earlier than when we were coming along.
Yeah, that post-Labor Day. And Labor Day is the earliest it can possibly be, September 1st.
Yeah.
Can't be any earlier than that. Which means next year it'll be the latest it can be, right?
Yes.
Because it'll move up, and the first Monday will be the 7th, right?
Yes.
Or the 8th.
No.
Won't be a week after?
It's a week. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be from the earliest to the latest. Thank you, Tom. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good to talk to you. All right. See
we'll
you later,
out
guys.
This other stuff on our own. Hello. Hello. 312-521-8600. Dick Fitzwell has checked in. He will be sending some photos to Tom for his weather segment.
Wow.
Okay, so this Ferguson, Missouri situation has obviously gotten way out of hand. And I thought, okay, I would like to talk about it, of course. But then somebody sent me this piece off the internet, Jonathan Gentry. He is a minister in Los Angeles. Is that right, Leslie? You just handed me this. Yeah, based in Los Angeles. He's identified as a minister. But everything he's saying, I think I concur. And I'd rather have him say it because this is a black gentleman who has thoughts on this. And let's see if we all agree.
You said it would just be some cracker.
I'd be a cracker, yeah. And I don't know what I'm talking about, but listen to what he has to say.
Hey, everyone, it's Jonathan. I just want to get straight to the point about this Michael Brown incident. Let me tell you something, and I said this before. What we're doing out here is not helping. Us rioting, looting, burning down donut shops and stores and everything else, liquor stores, Shenanay's hair salon for the extensions, this is not helping. Us acting a fool out here because we pissed off at the police is not helping. I said this before and I said again. Change is not going to come until we change it. You understand what I'm saying? This is not helping. Change isn't going to come until we change it. All we know how to do is march and riot and loot. This is not helping. What you guys are out here doing is not helping, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear imposing to what you want to hear. All we know how to do is blame the police and white folks for our actions. That's all we know how to do is blame police and white folks. They mistreating us. They beating on us. Oh, slavery still exists. Oh, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to tell you we going to march, we going to do this, we going to do that. I'm going to tell you, damn it, let's change. Let's change as black people. When is this going to stop? When? How are our children supposed to grow up when we out here acting a stone fool? How are our kids supposed to grow up when we out here acting stupid? How? How? Even the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 2, verse 3, God said, we have toiled this mountain long enough. We have toiled this mountain long enough. 40 plus years they spent in the wilderness. It's been over 50 years since we sang that song, we shall overcome. Hell, when are we going to overcome? When? That was 50 plus years ago, and all we're doing is going around in circles. Going around in circles. you activists out there, you civil rights leaders. All of a sudden, Black Panthers, NAACP come out the woodworks. They just came out of nowhere. Oh, we don't want justice. We want justice. No justice, no peace. That's all you see. No justice, no peace. Shut up. When there was 60-plus shootings in Chicago a few weeks back, where were you? Nowhere to be found. A few weeks later, it was 47 drive-bys in one weekend. Where were you? Nowhere to be found. When Lil Ray Ray kills Lil Lukey, where were you? Nowhere to be found. Okay, when a little girl was shot when she was riding her tricycle in the front yard and stray bullets hit her, where were you? Nowhere to be found. Police beat up on a black man. Oh, no. Slavery still exists. Slavery still exists. Oh, shut up. Because I hate to say this, and I know this is going to piss a lot of people off. All the incidents I've seen, all the brothers was resisting arrests and causing trouble. Okay? Hate to tell the truth. Hate to tell the truth. Because I want to debunk that myth as far as being young and black and mistreated. I'm young, black, I drive a brand new BMW and live in the valley. How many encounters have I had with the police? Many. How many times has it got out of control? None. 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 So I want to debunk that myth about us getting mistreated and slavery. Oh, all they know how to do is beat on the black man. Nonsense. Nonsense. Because I had many encounters with the police and I became good friends with them. Tell me how come I could live that life and you can't. Tell me. It's time for us to change as black people. Marching ain't cutting it. All you civil rights leaders, all you jokers out there telling us, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to change. The book of Deuteronomy, I said again, chapter 2, verse 3, God said, we have toiled this mountain long enough, go northeast. It's time for us to change. Change as black people. And I'm not talking about that Obama change, because we still waiting for that change. That's a whole nother video, but we still waiting on that. That silly joker ain't said nothing about none of this. It's time for us to change. You civil rights leaders, it's time for you to hear from God and get a revelation. We need to change our sense of direction. Jesus said the blind can't lead the blind because they both gonna fall in the ditch. Matthew 15:15, don't get it twisted. Stop burning down your communities and where you live because you mad at the police. Clean up your own neighborhoods and then they'll clean up theirs. Starts with you first. I said that from jump. Reverend Al Sharpton, all you leaders out there, NAACP, let's get it together. Let's get it together because this is embarrassing. The whole country is watching us act like Planets of the Apes, part 3. Okay, where's Hollywood when you need it? I'm going to be honest and give you the cold facts. Where's Hollywood when you need it? Because there's Planet of the Apes going on right now. Let's get it together, black folks. Let's change our ways. Until this all comes forward, we need to chill and relax. Okay, out here acting stupid and acting like Curious George on Red Bulls ain't helping. Ain't helping. I don't support that. I don't support that. My kid looking at TV like, well, what's going on over there? What in the world? A girl walking down the street with TVs and her underwear on. That was, what is that? It's embarrassing as black people. Let's stop marching and let's just change. Okay, that we shall overcome nonsense. Let's get it together. I'm still waiting for us to overcome. Okay, now it's 50 plus years ago. Round and round in circles ain't working anymore. God bless you all. Keep moving forward as a nation, as a people.
Jonathan Gentry, he's a minister in Los Angeles, pretty much says it all.
Wow.
When you see these images, the video of these people looting, and they're ripping off these black storekeepers, these black shop owners. And as he mentioned, they're walking out with televisions and stuff. So let me get this straight. You're connecting the dots with this guy getting shot by going and getting a television or whatever you've looted, because now it's payback time, and that's how you do that.
Well, for a week now, there's no law. There's no rules. We can just...
Right, because of this.
Yeah, everything else
and,
breaks
and it's
down.
It's just insane, but the core of that, where we've had these shootings in Chicago, well, for decades, but certainly in the last year, every weekend, the carnage within the black community, And you're not seeing the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons because, you know what, that's messy and this is high profile and this has got just one person so they can focus on that.
Well, but, you've got an enemy identified here, the police.
And, right, so you got that component of the white policeman and the black guy that was shot by the policeman, so that's better and they can stir that up. But the carnage day in and day out in the black community, I don't think I want to get my hands dirty on that one.
Oh, because that's too hard to solve.
Now, you were watching what show yesterday
morning? I was watching Meet the Press yesterday, and they were discussing this, obviously, and there was a black editor-reporter from the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, you know, everybody was kind of jumping on this and trying to say how terrible this was. And the black reporter said, let's not forget that the majority of blacks who are getting killed on a daily or weekly or monthly basis are not getting killed by white policemen. They're getting killed by black people, by gang members, and by blacks. And we need to, that's the real problem here. And this may be a problem, yes, not discounting this.
And but, Andrea Mitchell's head started on fire?
And all the three white people on the, yeah, I mean, if a white person had said that, that person would have been deemed a racist. And when it came from a black guy, they didn't know how to react because they don't want that narrative out there because they want to jump on this.
They want to keep it kind of safe.
Well, sure. And then the best, and I was watching another one, and they were said, well, you know, this is really a step down because we had thought that with the election of Obama that we were in a post-racial world now, that race would never. It's like, what are you talking about? Okay. This will always, I mean, unfortunately, this will always be a racial society here in America.
Maybe if you could time travel, I don't know in how many years you could go forward and then everything is beautiful, but you're right, it's not that now.
Well, I told you when I went, did I tell you this on the cruise? So I'm on the cruise and we're sitting at all these tables on these different tours with people from all over the country, all over the world, and so we're at this table, and everybody says, oh, where are you from? You know, just, you know, at lunchtime, and people. And I said, I'm from Chicago. And this older couple from Georgia said, so how do you think about that Obama? And I said, well, you know, they say he's from Chicago, but he's not from Chicago. And then they went into this about 5-minute racial
slurring.
Well, slurring and just discussion where I couldn't believe
that I find always fascinating when people that
don't know
who they're talking to.
Right.
And they go into this and it's uncomfortable and offensive and they don't care.
Yeah. And
how old were they?
Oh, well, they were in there probably their late 60s, early 70s.
So that generation that pretty much grew up that way and decided, well, that's the way it's always
going
to be.
But I'm sitting there going, why?
On both sides of the fence, you'll hear the and I like when Chris Rock goes on there and says the most racist people are that demographic.
Yeah.
Because that's how they grew up, and they never let it go.
And then she says, because I've got some friends, and they don't really like the Polish people.
Okay.
And so I said, well, see.
And she doesn't know if you're Polish
or what? I'm half Polish.
Now you're cutting it close to home.
So I'm sitting there going, you don't even know. I mean, if I'm.
But how
I don't get offended by that. So.
I know, but how do you not have a filter when you don't even know who you're talking to?
And there's 10 people at this table. This is not just the four, like my wife and this couple.
Right, so they don't know who they're talking to.
They don't know who they're talking to.
But they don't care.
And I wouldn't even mind if you dropped a kind of a little balloon to see, well, get a sort of a feel.
Temperature of the
table.
Yeah, like,
well, where is this table at?
Let me take a poll. Are we all racist?
Yeah.
And everybody raised their hand. Okay, now you go into your stuff.
Yeah,
your hunk.
The first question was, where is everybody from? And somebody says, oh, I'm from Ohio, and I'm from New Zealand, and I'm from Chicago. Oh, how do you feel about that Obama? That Obama.
That was their entree.
And then the best is, she says, you know, I don't really have problems with the blacks.
She said it that way.
Yeah, I don't have problems with the blacks. And I'm like, whenever you start that phrase, I don't have problems with,
right,
whatever it fills in the
set
blank
up that you do.
Yeah, I mean it was crazy and it was so uncomfortable. And so then you sit there, like you nod, and because I'm not going to get into some confrontation here, and say
you're trying to have your midnight buffet.
Yeah, I'm just we were in Russia. I was trying to have my creamed beef.
Right. Enjoy the communist atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean I had my nice little, because every meal starts with a shot of vodka and a glass of champagne, whether it's lunchtime or not. So I'm like,
hey.
Then
we get moose and squirrel.
Yeah, I'm here to have a little fun. And this was a good this was a good 10 minutes of just continuing to go on. And then I made the mistake of saying, well, you know, my wife and I just went to Gettysburg. Well, you know, that whole war.
Yeah. How they still hang on to that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that should have been, that never should have been fought. That should have been, you know, decided in the courts.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, geez. I don't even know. I'm like, geez. For once, you know, they had these Russian dancers and singers that were coming by the table to try to, you know, interact with you. I'm like, please come here and sing a song right by the table.
Well, that stuff, I always find it just mind-boggling. Oh. I remember a number of years ago when I moved into my condo in Frankfurt, I had to have a phone installed or whatever, some wiring done. Or it was in, but it wasn't working right. So the phone guy comes out. This is when they would come and repair. It was
right,
part of your
yeah,
bill, although
right, yeah, right.
The bill was so astronomical. So he's in there for about 10 or 15 minutes. And he turns to me and goes, did an N-word install this?
Oh.
And I looked at him like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
What are you saying? I was like, what is that?
Oh,
and you're like uncomfortable now and. Now what am I going to do with this guy?
Wow.
You can't respond. Well, or if you do, now you're in it. What am I going to do with this guy?
Well, that's the same way.
I would probably screw the whole thing up if I say a
right.
word. I'm sorry, but if you could just fix it and we'll call it a day. Because you're so shocked because it comes out of nowhere.
Well, and then the worst part was that everybody else at the table was kind of aghast. But the problem was that they were talking to me. So I'm the guy that had to nod. All the other people just sat there and ate their borscht, you know. And I'm having to sit here and try to...
well, and she's hitting the Polish...
Yeah, to defuse.
And, what about the Italians?
Yeah, I was like, I'm sitting there going, you don't even know that I'm half Polish. And if I was somebody that would be offended, I would have to be, you know, totally...
And that Civil War thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that never should have been
fought. That was wrong the way that ended.
Oh, and then the husband, and I don't remember the name of the did you ever watch King of the Hill? Did you ever watch that cartoon? You know that one guy that just goes, hey, man.
Mumbles?
So that's the husband. He's like, hey, man. He's this older guy. And he's like, yeah, man, I was in the wood. I was a man. So I literally did not understand a word he said. I just kept nodding. And when I heard him stop, I saw him, like, laugh. So then I would go, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I did hear him say, these black guys at the bar. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, how can you even open up like this? You know, granted, everybody at the table was white. So there
I know, but
that's not an assumption you should make,
or
all racist.
Or a green light to head into your hunk.
Yeah, I mean, it was
again, a lot of people have no filters.
No.
And they don't give a crap.
Oh, she did. Clearly, she didn't care.
No.
No.
Just plow right in.
And then I told you the other woman at that table then. So then it went from that to, has anybody bought anything yet? I'm not buying anything here in Russia because I'm not giving Putin any of my money.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay,
you
economics.
You took the cruise that is stopping in Russia, but you have a problem with the whole thing.
And you paid for a tour.
Russia.
2 days of Russia. Where do you think that money's going?
Damn communists. What are they trying to pull?
I'm like, her economic sanctions are really going to help. I'm not giving Putin
and then
my money.
This is why other countries hate us, because this person is the one that they will see and hear. And they'll go, yeah, that's what they're all like.
I mean, then I was actually kind of offended more, not from, you know, obviously I was offended from what they were saying, but I was offended like, well, why do they think they can confide in me?
Well, you might want to think about that and change your look.
I'm like, why?
You look like the kind that would accept this kind of stuff.
Why did they think that I would
That's his look.
Have
He's
a sympathetic...
Aryan dog.
Yeah.
I would have a sympathetic ear to this.
Right. He's probably got a swastika tattoo on his back.
Because all I said was, I'm from Chicago.
No.
That was the only
You must have
entree.
Been the way you said it in your look.
I guess.
Through his white sheet that he was
exactly.
wearing over it.
Right. And his Gestapo boots.
Well, I did have my Trotsky hat on.
Sure. Gary Meyer at 312-521-8600. That is the text and the phone number. Cheryl Scott leaving Channel 5. Newsflash.
Oh, wow.
Has she left or...
I think she's leaving in September. I think that's what I saw, that her contract is up, but she's been...
She can't come to terms on a renewal.
No, she wants...
She wants more money.
She wants more money and more airtime.
Okay, don't we all? That's interesting in that, how long has she been there, and what is she doing that Mr. Miller isn't doing besides her dresses.
She's probably winning some Facebook polls of hottest.
Yeah, she might be inhaling too much of the fume out there on how attractive she is or something.
And they've already named people to take over the week. I mean, so it's like, you know, they're already lock, stock, and barrel. Okay.
That's that game. Who can do that? I can. If you I don't know what her background in weather is. If you have any kind of knowledge on how to look at a weather map, which even that I wonder if they do, aside from Tom and maybe Jerry Taft, I don't know, are these other guys? And I'll give you Steve Baskerville.
All right. Well, now, do you, because we were talking about this the other day, do you think, I mean, you know Brent Miller, right?
I know him.
Didn't you work with him?
Well, yeah, he was at WLS when we were there.
Now, I mean, so now he's the chief meteorologist at Channel 5. Now, but he was a disc jockey.
Right, he was playing, what was the era he was in there?
Like the 80s.
The 80s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was
playing Duran.
Boy George, yeah. I mean,
and then he went to the weather.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Department.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not certainly, I mean, I'm sure that it takes some, you know, it takes some study. And not everybody is as knowledgeable as Tom is. I mean, Tom has taken it to another level. But if Brandt can
look,
be...
He's got some seal of approval from something.
Well, you have to take a class.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But I don't think it's...
What about SAC?
It's not like law school.
Is SAC certified?
Don't they all have to be?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Like, I wonder if Jim Ramsey is.
Oh, I think he must be. Because he's been doing it a long time.
But...
But
you know, David Letterman was a weather
right.
guy.
Right, Letterman did weather.
Yeah.
Is she looking to be on the 10 o'clock news? Was that her play?
Well, she did. She wanted to be on the weekdays. She didn't want to just be on the because she's basically weekend. You know, so she wanted to be either on the 10 or the 5 or whatever they've got. You know, they've got some other.
But was there an opening that's coming up and she was
really.
Skipped?
No, it was kind of like okay, I've done my time here. I've paid my dues.
Really? How long has she
been? It's been a year and a half, and I mean, I don't know, 2 years maybe?
But why would you, well, I can't even make this statement because people are going to go, oh, why would you leave if you don't have another job? I'm not really sure I can make that statement. But in this case, I'm looking at what she does and what the availability is of what she does and what does she bring to the table.
I mean, unless there's an offer somewhere else that... we don't know about yet. And so she's playing that off, you know. But
as a bargaining tool?
As it came out now, it's that she wanted more money and, you know, a primetime slot. And they said, thanks, but we're moving on.
You play it. Sometimes you win.
Or she can go to Ohio. I mean, you know, you never know. Sometimes you go to New York and sometimes you go to Cleveland.
She's probably making, because how much can you pay somebody to do weekend weather? Probably making $35,000 a year. It's a part-time job.
Yeah, it's only
so
4 days a week.
If you can find something to do Monday through Friday, you got some gas money and some dinner money on the weekend, and then fill it in during the week.
Well, like I said, I think there have been some online polls or something, like who's your favorite meteorologist, and so she has
right.
won. I don't think
did she show that to Channel 5's management?
I guess
they were not moved.
I guess she was trending.
How do you listen to this text? How do you check to see if your SAC is certified? Do we have a certified SAC with Pete? I hope so.
I think there's a stamp that you put up.
Is local news a growth industry? Because they've been trying to cut back and have been cutting back on that whole game for a number of years.
Although they are adding more newscasts. But
right.
I don't know if they're making...
But they're stretching the
right.
people that are on.
Right. Oh, yeah, they're not adding new people. Yeah.
To do more work. They're going to add 4 o'clock... hour to Channel 9's 5 o'clock hour, but I don't know if that's where they have to pay anybody anymore. They just added in.
And they added an extra, what, hour or two on the morning news on Channel 9?
Yeah, that thing goes for 5, 6, 7 hours.
4 to 10. 6 hours.
So it depends on how your contract is written, but usually people don't think, I'll add in, if you put more time on the clock, I've got to make more money. Usually it's just, this is good, and it states that between these hours and these hours we have you. Usually it's an 8-hour day, even though it doesn't play out that way sometimes, because you think, oh, These people are only on for a half hour here, a half hour there, but a lot of them are there most of the day. Tom is there all day.
Well, he's on the noon. Isn't he on the noon?
He's on the noon.
Not the 11, though, because they start at 11.
I don't know. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm doing my 10-hour day here. He starts then, let's say, at noon.
Definitely on the noon.
5, they're going to add the 4. Then he's on at 9.
And then he does, doesn't he record something for CLTV?
Probably.
I think he does something for them.
Right.
So I wonder if he gets extra money now for this 4 o'clock, or if he just gets a, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Usually the contracts, because they said, oh, we're paying you all this.
Right.
We're just getting a little more work out of you. And that's how it usually plays out.
Well, Cheryl Scott, there certainly have been a few weather women that have gone on from Chicago. There was that Amy Freeze. She's in New York now. Ginger Z is on Good Morning America. So it certainly can be a stepping stone. But then it can also not. Remember that Michelle Lee that was on Channel 32 that was all vixen-y and sexy?
Who is it?
Remember that blonde that was on Channel 32?
The one that wore leather?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Michelle Lee, I think. Where the heck is she?
That was one of those people where she looked like she just came from nightclubbing to do the weather. And she usually wore leather, she'd look in the camera, and you felt dirty when she was telling you about the forecast.
Well, they did a commercial. As I said, they did a commercial for her, and they played that song, Who's That Lady?
Yeah.
Lovely lady.
Sexy lady.
Just a fine lady.
Well, there's no secret out there that these newscasts are trying to tart up wherever they can. Look at the women they hire. Are they journalists or are they eye candy? Mostly eye candy. They're not hiring. If you got the best journalist out of Harvard or whatever journalism school, Medill, Kellogg, Medici, whatever, out of Northwestern, and she was not cosmetically that great, and then you put somebody next to her that is and has half the credentials, who do you think they're going to hire? All of cable news is that.
Find who's an ugly anchor man in Chicago. I mean, you could look at it at the women's side and also look at it at the men's side. Who's unattractive? Who's heading
It's TV.
It's a cosmetic.
It's cosmetic. Yeah. That's what they do.
And the irony is that while there are all these, as you say, these kind of prettied up tarts doing the weather, the most popular one is a bald, chubby guy.
Tom Skilling.
He's the most popular and the most reliable.
He knows
the most
what he's talking about. Are you really paying attention to the weather? Then you go to Tom. Yeah. If you're there just to do what you got to do while you're sitting on your couch, you go somewhere else, I guess.
I think that the one woman that's on Channel 2, that Megan Glarbos or whatever, she's like this blonde on the morning. I think she was a cheerleader.
She does weather?
Yeah, on Channel 2. And she's been on The View a couple times. They put her on in the morning news on CBS. Megan Glaros, whatever her name is.
Whatever.
But I think she was the San Diego cheerleader.
And the one on the weekend is Kleist, You Know It Ain't Easy. Isn't that the weekend?
Mary Kay Kleist, right?
Yeah.
She's attractive. They're all attractive.
That's what I'm saying. For the most part, they go for that. That's because they think, hey, if you're going by, certainly if you're a guy, you're going to stop, look around. Here it comes.
Well, now Channel 2 is getting Thursday Night Football. CBS now is getting Thursday Night Football, so there's this commercial. And so they're mixing the network stars, like the people from Two and a Half Men, with the local news people, right? So, you know, there's John Cryer from Two and a Half Men, and he's pointing, and it says Thursday Night Football on his T-shirt, and Ashton Kutcher. And then they show, like, Rob Johnson, and he's doing. And then they show Kate Sullivan, and she's got this T-shirt, and she just points to her chest.
Look at me.
Look at this. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I know that worked fine for the guys. You know, they're opening their shirts and showing their chest. But she's like, hey, look at this. And
look, I'm at just my jersey.
Oh, man.
Hey, your eyes are down here. Hey. And that's where we want them.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, does she know? I mean, at times like that, I wonder if they realize what they're doing I don't think I'm that perverted.
When they were looking at the tapes to hire the anchor.
Yeah.
They saw Kate Sullivan, and then they saw somebody else who probably had better credentials but wasn't as cosmetically pleasing.
And she used to wear those glasses, too, remember?
Right.
I don't know what happened to that librarian look. That's gone now. That hooked us.
So these consultants come in and they say, hire her. Or if you have a news anchor that needs a makeover, here's what you do. Get her glasses off. Have her point to her chest more. Let's go. It's a battle. Man. I mean, poor Allison Rosati, they keep squeezing her into those dresses.
All the other day, I was like, oh, geez.
And she, you could tell she wants to still be in the game, and she knows that the flames are licking her high heels because she sees the younger women coming in more and more. It's really sad because that's what they're doing, and it's obvious.
Yeah. Well, Allison Rosati is still a very attractive woman.
Right, but they're making them all wear more bling,
yeah,
like they are going to a gala after the news or just came from one, and they're talking about Ferguson up in in flames, and they're all dressed up. I don't know. I've talked to you about this before, ladies and gentlemen. What size earring is inappropriate for a newscaster? I'm seeing big hoop earrings now, and this squash blossom necklace has become popular with some of these people, and they're out talking about the most heinous things going on in the planet.
And I hate
on the
to,
planet.
And I hate. Well, I'm going to break my own rule. I hate to sound sexist, but. So now when they wear those big things around their chest, I mean, aren't you asking me to look at that? And then if I'm looking at this big chestal thing, don't my eyes just naturally...
Well, why wouldn't you look at it if they wore it and it's elaborate?
Right.
They want you to see it.
So now aren't you drawing my eyes down to your chestal
they
area?
They do more of that necklacing and the earrings are getting bigger. You could. Some are so big a dog should be jumping through them during the news. Why are they wearing the giant... It seems inappropriate, and I know that might be a double standard, although the guy can only wear a suit. There's nowhere to go. The news anchor, male, right. A suit, that's it. But to wear all this jewelry and stuff when you're talking about usually ugly things seems weird.
And then I always find it interesting where they put the microphone, you know, than the woman. Because the guy usually puts on his tie, and so it blends in, and you don't really see it on the anchor. But then on the woman, sometimes they have this low-cut thing. If you put it by the breastle, then once again...
All right, well, you're obviously looking too much
no, but my
at
point
the
is,
chest.
But doesn't that draw you? If you see something sticking out, doesn't that draw your attention?
Well, of course. It's television. You're looking.
But why can't you put that up by the shoulder?
You should call Kate Sullivan and ask her. Scott?
Gary.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love the show.
Thank you.
I get to listen to it live now. I listened to it before on. I would always get the podcast because I was working nights, so I was actually asleep when you guys were on. But I'm out of work now, so I can actually listen to you live. And I just want to say I like the show. That's all.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
No, I do. I mean, I've been listening to you forever. I mean, I really have. But that's it. I don't want to take up much of your time.
No, I got plenty of time. This new format is very freeing.
I love it. And I do love the new format. I do. I love it. I wish you could still play songs because I really enjoyed that. I heard songs that I never heard before, and I thought they were pretty cool. I wish you could still do that.
Yeah, well, but, they pulled the plug on that because they didn't want to pay the licensing. Although their argument, and it's somewhat valid, this is not a music show at all. It's a talk show. But a couple songs here and there, that didn't seem to interrupt things too badly.
Exactly. It doesn't hurt anything. Yeah, no, it was great. I really thought that was cool.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Here's a text, the 312-521-8600. Is Ferguson, Missouri, the neighborhood that Clark Griswold drove through on vacation? I think he was in East St. Louis, wasn't he? Is Ferguson close to St. Louis?
I haven't really
I got to look at it. I'm
map.
Sure they'll show it on a map during the newscast.
Man,
it's got to be close, right? Because it seems like St. Louis TV is quite involved in the reporting.
Yeah. Find it somewhere.
But they were in East St. Louis when they got their hubcap stolen in vacation.
What was that one song you played a couple of weeks ago, a Santana song? Molestad? What was it? It had a weird name. Solisante or something like that? It's some kind of a
Samba Pati? Why don't we, that we're on the Santana song?
The only reason I asked
is it Samba Pati?
I think it was. Or Sola Santa. Mola Sola Santa.
Right, I think that's what your Mexican lunch order was.
But I had to laugh because on the cruise, one of the bands played that song, and I go, oh, Gary.
Samba Pati.
Gary played this a couple of weeks
I
ago.
I ain't got nobody. I played that one that I can depend on. Wow. But I don't remember playing the other
There's
one.
There's this other song that it wasn't, right. Maybe it wasn't by Santana, but it was a hit song. Mola Santa or something like that.
Okay.
You said that?
I can't.
Sound familiar of a song that was.
That one doesn't. It says on this text, I've noticed NBC tends to keep the studio a little cold when Cheryl is on. Well, they got those hot lights. They have to. That's just what they do at all.
I wonder if another local news will pick her up or if she will, in fact, leave. Because they said that she's either looking for a network job or, you know, local. But she wants a heightened, heightened exposure.
Based on what, though? I mean, she hasn't been doing this that long. Here's the other problem. Unless somebody leaves at these places, how long has Jerry Taft been there? A million years.
Tom. And Ramsey.
The only opportunities are when they expand these newscasts and maybe they add somebody, but nobody's leaving. That's the problem. So you can't really get in because nobody's deciding to retire.
I mean, look, if there was only like, remember in the old days when there was just a 9 o'clock Channel 9 news, that's all they had mm-hmm. was the 9 o'clock news. They even have a noon one. So you've had Tom and Ramsey at that place for 35 years.
That's the problem. Not a lot of movement. Matt?
Gary, I'm back.
Uh-oh.
What Bibble is trying to babble is Suavecito. He's
right.
Thinking of Jorge Santana.
Suavecito. That's not Santana.
What is
that's
that?
That's Malo.
No, that's
Oh, okay.
It's Malo. Yeah, it's Jorge Santana's band. Yeah, that's what he's trying to
right.
remember.
That was it.
Is that Santana song, Samba Pati? Am I getting that right?
Oh, yeah. It means Samba for you.
Yeah, okay. I got the title right, but that's not what I played. It was Suavecito by Malo.
Yeah, Malo.
You played Suavecito, yeah, and he's thinking of that because it's Jorge Santana.
And they played that on the ship?
Yeah, this band, one day we're walking.
La, 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 la.
Right. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Gary just played
it.
I'm like, Gary just
played it. I don't think I'd want to hear anybody try to cover that.
I'm glad you said that, Matt, so I will not. Over and out.
They're playing it in the little general area, the piazza, as they called it on the ship.
I had a story about a week or two ago. A girl took a selfie at one of the Holocaust camps, the concentration camps, and she was smiling, and there was a lot of blowback. Well, apparently now these pictures are turning up even more inappropriately in the way they're taken at several of these concentration camps. It says recent pictures at the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin have exposed the desensitization. Exposing these many suffer from, with young visitors snapping photos of themselves, treating the historic site like a playground. Various social networks have recently been bombarded with pictures of visitors smiling, making funny faces, jumping across stones, and striking poses at the memorial.
Can you see the picture?
Yeah.
Is it all a bunch of stones? Like big square, like almost like a maze of stones?
Yeah.
Because that's where we went. We saw that.
And did you see people taking any inappropriate selfies?
I actually saw four young women that were sitting on top of one, and they almost looked like they were sunbathing.
This picture in front of those stones, this girl's doing a jump in the air, like clicking her heels with her arms in the air.
Well, it's kind of like a maze. It's actually very cool. It's a bunch of concrete blocks, and it's all kind of like a maze, and you can walk through them. And I did see a lot of kids running around like they were playing it.
What is cool about it?
It's very cool looking, because you walk in it, and then when you look above it, it's all these square concrete blocks. It's almost like a
And what were those used for?
It's just it's kind of a remembrance for the number of people or the number of square blocks is no.
It wasn't part of the original Holocaust.
No, it's just a memorial in Berlin to remember the Jews that were killed. And it kind of looks like a maze of these concrete blocks. But I did see kids, as I said, running around like it was, they were like playing tag. and there was about four young women that were sitting on top of this one bigger one, and they were like laying like they were on their phones, and then they were like,
"Well, I'm telling you, you can call me out of step, but the breakdown of the dress code. You can put the stick pin in it right there. The
casual
Fridays started this whole domino effect where nobody gives a rat's ass about decorum or how to act or how to treat other people. It's all a free-for-all, and nobody cares.
Now, is it also the reason for the obesity epidemic and West Nile?
And Ebola?
Okay. Why not?
But see, I wonder, too, like the guy, the artists that make some of these, like, you know, the guy that did the thing in Millennium Park where the water's spewing out of the face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think they necessarily wanted that to become a bath, but now kids are sort of taking baths in that, right?
Some, it's probably their only bath.
I'm wondering,
what I can tell.
But my point is, now does the artist say, well, this is good because I didn't attend that, but... You know, are interacting.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering
talking about a
Holocaust
public
memorial.
Park, which is constructed so people can go have a good time and enjoy it. I don't think the artist. Which artist are we talking about that took the photos?
No, well, the guy that. Well, I'm.
Designed the towers?
Whoever designed the thing, that little water feature with the water coming out of the face.
Well, did he think the people just sit there and watch the water come out of the mouth?
Well, it's kind of like a fountain.
Yeah.
You don't jump in the Buckingham Fountain.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. To see these people enjoying the whole process of the water, a hot summer day, and people, I would never crawl around in that water because after you see some people just doing everything in there.
But I bet you he's probably saying, well, this is a cool, I never thought of this, but it's kind of maybe in his mind.
Wait, how does that tie into the concentration camp?
Because my point here is that this is a Holocaust memorial, and so you think that it would be very serious. However, it's kind of built like a maze, and so I'm wondering if the artist would say, you know what, I don't feel that's being disrespectful because I would actually want people to interact with my piece. I'm wondering how the artist...
But it's still, the background is still a concentration camp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to keep that in mind. Tony, you're on the blower.
Hey, Gary. I just wanted to...
What? Talk to me. He hung up on himself. I saw a Jim Ramsey request. Did he want one of the Ramsey pieces? Is that what he was going for? Because I can play one of those. That's no problem.
According to Wikipedia, the artist feels the challenge of the creation of successful public artwork is to integrate the viewer into an interactive relationship with the art. Fountain's known for encouraging its visitors to splash and slide in the reflecting pools. So, yes, he wanted it to be that.
Yeah, that is so designed where it's not even a question, oh, should we be slopping around in this? It's got a big drain in the middle. It's kind of a smooth piece of ground, and kids are belly flopping and stuff. Yeah, that was set up entirely for that. I find it a little hard to stand under it and have somebody, I know it's not their actual spittle, but it's, the water's coming out of their mouth.
Exactly.
That seems kind of creepy, but I don't think these kids care. It's refreshing.
Did they ask you to do that?
No.
No? Would you have done it?
Yeah. But the people they used weren't any.
They were just regular folks,
right.
No,
you don't see Jay Levine and his face spewing the water.
Ooh.
Although they should have that on Channel 2's screen by Daily Plaza, where at 5 o'clock, water comes out of Kate Sullivan's mouth. And I'm sure you could line up and get splashed by your favorite anchor.
Be spit on by her.
Yeah. And could have,
nice.
Could have, I don't know their lineup like I...
Who, Channel 5 or Channel 2?
Used to.
We got your Rob Johnson. You got
Baskerville.
You got your Ryan Baker. You got your Baskerville?
Yeah.
You got your Megan McGowlicky?
Repeating now. They should have different anchors at the Millennium Park one, and then, I'm going to go over and get hosed by...
Jim Williams?
You pick.
They should do it with all of the members of City Hall. Every alderman, because they're spitting on a lot of
people. That's pretty much what they're doing anyway. Alinda Yu is going to be up in about 10 minutes and gush some water on you.